Alliance man accused in the murder of a 17-year-old girl scheduled to stand trial September 29th. Mahoning County Judge Maureen Sweeney Tuesday granted a defense motion in the case of 55-year-old Robert Moore. Sweeney ruled that prosecution will not be allowed to use so-called prior acts evidence. The evidence was allowed at the first trial in 2022, in which Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White of Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. There have been multiple mistrials and continuances since. Man is headed to prison for a stabbing in Alliance. 33-year-old Jimmy Stafford of Marlboro Township sentenced Tuesday by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 4 to 6 years behind bars. He was found guilty at a July bench trial of charges of aggravated burglary, felonious assault, breaking and entering, and domestic violence. Stafford was acquitted of attempted murder and felonious assault. Police said he broke into a North Lincoln Avenue home in September and stabbed a resident in the neck with scissors. The victim suffered serious injuries. Founder of Project Rebuild has died. Carolyn Hess was 85. She founded the Canton-based job training and education program for young adults in 1999. Hess also was a former executive director. Project Rebuild says the program opened doors for hundreds of young people through education, vocational training, and leadership development. Calling hours will be held Tuesday from 3 until 5 at Christ Presbyterian Church in Canton. SARTA Tuesday unveiled so-called smart buses. The Transit Authority will have two of the vehicles in its fleet next year. The buses will come equipped with collision avoidance technology from Perrone Robotics of Virginia. Cost covered by a $2 million grant from the Department of Transportation. The technology uses laser pulses known as LIDAR, or light detection and ranging, advanced radar cameras and sensors to alert bus drivers of dangerous situations, similar to technology used in semi-autonomous vehicles. A driver is always on board and can always override the system. Training will take place before the vehicles are put on the roadways. The Western Reserve Transit Authority will also have two of the vehicles. Mogador man sentenced to 12 years in prison on child pornography charges. 23-year-old Adam Klein handed the punishment by federal judge Bridget Meehan Brennan. He pleaded guilty in May to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors in sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography. Klein was also given 15 years probation, ordered to pay a fine and $3,000 restitution. He distributed computer files containing visual depictions of real minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct from January to May of 2024. No contest plea for a former Liverpool Township police chief, 52-year-old Jason Jackson, entered the plea Tuesday to a count of misdemeanor assault and was sentenced to 180 days in jail with 160 suspended. He will report to the Columbiana County Jail Monday. Liverpool Township police recalled to Jackson's home last December 4th. Woman accused the man of choking her and giving her a bloody nose. He reportedly denied the charge and told officers they had been drinking. Jackson will serve 2 years of probation and was ordered to have no contact with the victim. A second lawsuit has been filed against Ursuline High School. It follows a separate federal civil rights suit brought against the school and its football program for alleged hazing and sexual assault. The new suit, which also names the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown, accuses a member of the football team of assaulting, sexually harassing, stalking, and menacing a female student. The alleged conduct began in June 2023. The assistant principal and athletic director are accused of failing to report the incident to police or children's services. The assistant principal allegedly told the mother not to file a police report. The girl reportedly faced harassment by the player over 2 years. Teacher in the Youngstown School District has been placed on paid leave during an investigation. WKBN-TV reports no criminal charges have been filed against the teacher who's been with the district since 2002. A report was filed with the Youngstown Police concerning the incident. No other details were available. A woman will be sentenced in Youngstown next Tuesday after pleading guilty to felonious assault and strangulation. 44-year-old Atalaya Amatul Nafi was accused of strangling a man with an extension cord and then stabbing him in the face with a broken broomstick. The man lost an eye in the March 8th attack. It's not known what caused the incident or the relationship of the woman and the victim. The woman was arrested by U.S. Marshals in Buffalo March 25th and brought back to Youngstown 10 days later. Prosecution and defense each recommended a sentence of 3 to 4.5 years in prison.